After the cold snap over the last few days to remind Northwest Floridians that winter is almost upon us, the next few days will be reminiscent of early spring. So beware, says meteorologist Jeffrey Medlin at the National Weather Service in Mobile.
There's a real powerful storm system dropping down into the Plain States, and we're going to definitely feel the effects of that all the way south on the Gulf Coast. Right now, we're looking at a system that's kind of coming at us from the southwest in a very fast-moving jet stream.
Winds will pick up this afternoon and evening with the potential for showers and possibly severe thunderstorms overnight into Saturday morning. They could pack heavy rain, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes before shifting eastward around midday tomorrow.
There's quite a bit of a change if you're a little further west of Pensacola. 2 to 3 inches is what we're looking at. Isolated totals where several storms move over the same location in a short period of time could be double that, mostly falling in a six-hour period or less.
Those winds, especially along the coast, are expected to gust at around 30 miles an hour, and possibly higher, says Medlin.
It won't take much to mix, you know, the higher momentum air down out of some of the thunderstorms that we get later on to have some isolated wind gusts to 60 miles an hour, which is what we typically see.
A few days of cold weather, a few days of warmer spring-like conditions. Medlin says the Gulf Coast has always been a tale of two stories.
If your winds are offshore, it's a very continental type of air mass, but the one moment the winds go to the south, that's where the warm reservoir of air resides. We live, unfortunately, in a battle zone, so it's not atypical to have this time of year.
On the other side of this front, meteorologist Jeffrey Medlin says if you're a fan of cooler weather, your time's expected to return by early next week.
Around mid to late Monday afternoon at this point, but even after this wave of severe weather passes, we could have some locally heavy showers and thunderstorms, not of the severe variety, between when this leaves Saturday evening and Monday with the passage of the front.
Residents in the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama are advised to stay up to date on the weather situation this weekend through local media, social media, and a weather radio.
These storms that we're going to have contain rotation. Sometimes that rotation can develop into a short-lived tornado in 5 minutes or less. If you get a warning, not only should you have a way to receive one, but also have a plan for what to do to take action.
The approaching storms have led to some schedule changes. Saturday's Gulf Breeze Christmas Parade has been canceled, as has Milton's final Main Street Market for 2018. Elsewhere, the World AIDS Day testing event has been moved to Talbot Chapel AME Zion Church on North Rios Street from 1 until 6 p.m. on Saturday. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.